Det er fantastisk at være her.
When we come through the countryside.
Da vi kørte igennem landet her.
And we came with the car.
Og vi kom hertil i bil.
And it was most deers and rabbits and.
Og vi så harer og små dyr.
And in my imagination, I thought, will I find a church here?
Og i min ligesom mine tanker, der tænkte jeg, findes der virkelig en kirke her?
And then I saw this. It's like a monument.
Så så jeg det her ligesom et monument.
Oh Jesus, in this village.
Oh Jesus, over den her by.
And I heard so a lot of you as a church.
Og jeg har hørt meget om jer som kirke.
And when you heard thing and you pray for people and you know people far away, you start to make imaginations about how things look like.
Når man hører om folk og man beder for folk som er andre steder og langt væk, så begynder man også lige med at danne sig en forestilling om hvordan det er at være der.
So it's really good to be here today and to see it for real and to see you.
Og jeg er rigtig glad for at kunne være her i dag og se det i virkeligheden og se jer.
As Morten say, we are good friends,
Morten,
and I see Morten as a coworker.
Som Morten han sagde, så er vi gode venner, og jeg ser ham Morten som en samarbejdspartner.
But when you come to a new place, it would be quite natural to feel like an alien.
Når man kommer til et nyt sted, så kan man meget let komme til at føle sig som en fremmed.
But today, when I come, start to speak with people.
Men da jeg kom herind i dag og begyndte at tale med mennesker,
I had an amazing experience again of this. Miracles that happen when you come to a place and you meet people that is a part of the family of God.
Så oplevede jeg igen den her fantastiske ting, når man mødes med mennesker, som man aldrig har mødt før, men man står sammen i troen på Gud.
Because in the kingdom of God we are brothers and sisters.
Fordi i Guds rige der er vi brødre og søstre.
And we are a family.
Og vi er en familie.
Even if we speak different language.
Selvom vi taler forskellige sprog.
It's amazing when you come to different places and you will meet the family of God.
Det er utroligt når man kommer til fremmede steder og så møder Guds familie.
And that's a miracle every time.
Og det er et mirakel hver gang.
And I experienced that miracle today.
Og det mirakel det oplevede jeg også i dag.
So thank you.
Så mange tak.
We have a group of young people here today.
Vi har en gruppe unge mennesker her i dag.
And I have a word for you.
Og jeg har et ord til jer.
I was up early this morning and asked God because I knew I have nothing that I can give in myself to you.
Jeg var tidligt op i dag til morgen for at spørge Gud om, hvad skal jeg give til dem her i dag, for jeg har ikke noget jeg kan give i mig selv.
But if I can bring something from heaven to you today.
Men hvis jeg kan være budbringer.
That will make my day.
Til noget fra himlen, så vil det gøre min dag god, og det vil også gøre jeres dag god.
So if you have your Bible,
så hvis I har jeres bibler,
I will start in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4.
Så starter vi i Esajas kapitel 1 og vers 4.
And it's about God said for those in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless. We can see that God has a plan for every person far before, even before we went born.
Gud han har en, der kan vi læse, at Gud han har en plan for os, for hver enkelt individ, fra længe før vi bliver født.
And in the book of Isaiah, we read in chapter 44 and verse 2 that before I was formed in my mother's womb.
Og i Isaias 44, der kan vi læse om, at før jeg blev formet i mors mave,
God had a plan for us.
Der havde Gud en plan for os.
So when I woke up this morning,
så da jeg vågnede her i dag til morgen,
I saw like a seed.
Der så jeg ligesom et lille sædekorn.
And I understand that God would like to tell to you young people that you are a seed from heaven.
Jeg oplevede, at Gud han gerne ville have, at jeg skulle sige, at I er en sæd fra himlen.
And God have planted you.
Og Gud har plantet jer.
He has planted you into your family.
Han har plantet jer ind i jeres familie.
And he has planted you into a church.
Og han har plantet jer ind i en kirke.
Every seed would need a garden.
Enhver såsæd har behov for en have.
And your family is one garden.
Og jeres familie, det er en have.
When God see your family, he think as a garden.
Når Gud han ser på jeres familie, så ser han den som en have.
And he have put you just there.
Og der har han puttet sat jer.
I understand that sometimes you think you have he have put you in wrong family.
Jeg kan godt forstå at nogle gange så har en oplevelse af at Gud han har sat jer i en forkert familie.
I did that when I was in your age.
Sådan oplevede jeg det også, at jeg havde
I had two smaller brothers.
Jeg havde to yngre brødre.
And sometimes I said to God, "Oh, you must have put my brother in the wrong family."
Så tager jeg nogle gange til Gud, Gud, du må simpelthen have placeret mine brødre i den forkerte familie.
Please, can you move him away?
Vil du ikke være venlig og så fjerne ham?
But when I get older, I understood what a blessing he was.
Men da jeg så blev ældre, der oplevede jeg ligesom, hvad for en velsignelse han var.
But God has the family as one garden, but he also see his church as a garden.
Så Gud, han har ligesom familien som en have, men han ser også kirken som en have.
And we know that if we take a seed,
og vi ved, at hvis vi tager en såsæd,
and we just hold it in our hand,
og vi bare ligesom holder den i hånden,
nothing will happen, nothing will grow.
Så kommer det ikke til at ske noget som helst, og der er ikke noget, der kommer til at vokse.
And God, he wants you to grow.
Og Gud, han ønsker, at I skal vokse.
And you have already grown.
Og I har allerede vokset.
He wants the seed to be a plant, and he wants that plant to flourish.
Han vil have et såsæd skal blive til en plante, og han vil at den her plante den skal blomstre.
And to see that process, we will need some things.
For at se den proces, eller for at den proces skal ske, der har vi behov for noget.
What would we need?
Hvad har vi behov for?
If I just have a seed, what would a seed need to be a plant?
Hvis vi kun har såsæden, hvad skal der så til for at den bliver til en plante?
Did you say yogurt?
Earth and water.
Yeah.
Soil and water.
I'm so bad in Danish.
Jeg er simpelthen så dårlig til dansk.
Some people, the meeting leader, I understood every word what you say. When I'm talking with Torben, I don't understand anything.
Torben, der forstod jeg ingenting.
So I need the gift of interpretation. And you were difficult. Yes, the seed would need, it will need water.
Men det er helt rigtigt, at såsæden har behov for vand.
It will need sun.
Og det har behov for sol.
The warmth,
varme,
the light.
Lys.
So water,
vand,
sun,
sol,
and soil.
Og jord.
Are you with me?
Er I med?
Can we say amen?
Kan vi sige amen til det?
So we will look at those three.
Så vi ser lige på de her tre ting.
So we start with water.
Så vi starter med vand.
And I want you to understand that when God's speaking to different people in the Bible,
when he's talking to forskellige mennesker i Bibelen,
to Gideon, for an example,
når han taler til Gideon, for eksempel,
Gideon looked at himself.
Så Gideon på sig selv.
He was a small guy.
Han var en lille fyr.
In a not so good family.
Og han havde kommet ikke ud af en rigtig slægt.
But God stepped in.
Men Gud, han trådte til.
And God saw something else.
Og Gud, han så noget andet.
And he started to talk with him as a mighty warrior.
Og han begyndte at tale med ham som en mægtig kriger.
Because God had a plan.
For Gud, han havde en plan.
When God came to Abraham.
Da Gud, han kom til Abraham.
Abraham was old.
Og Abraham var gammel.
He didn't have any children.
Han havde ingen børn.
And then God steps in.
Og så trådte Gud til.
And he said, "Your name should be Abraham."
Og han sagde, dit navn skal være Abraham.
And that's father to many.
Og det betyder far til mange.
So God saw something.
Så Gud, han så noget.
God saw a process.
Gud, han så en proces.
And it's the same in your life.
Og det er det samme i dit liv.
And God wants to tell you today that you are so important.
Og Gud, han ønsker at fortælle dig i dag, at du er så vigtig.
Because he has planted you on this earth.
Fordi han har plantet dig på den her jord.
And you are very special.
Og du er meget speciel.
You are the only one.
Du er den eneste ene, du er unik.
If I will travel around the whole world,
om jeg så rejser rundt på hele jorden,
I could not find a person like you.
Så kan jeg ikke finde en eneste person.
I need to go to Blåhøj.
Jeg bliver nødt til at tage til Blåhøj.
And find you here.
For at finde dig her.
Do I have any parents here?
Har jeg nogen forældre her?
You know, if you have more than one child.
Hvis du ved, at hvis du har mere end et barn.
You know that every child is very different.
Så ved du, at hvert enkelt barn er forskelligt.
I have three daughters and I have four grandchildren.
Jeg har tre døtre og fire børnebørn.
So when I got my first daughter,
da jeg fik min første datter,
a beautiful little girl,
en fantastisk smuk lille pige,
and I started to get to know her.
Og jeg begyndte at lære hende at kende.
And then we were expecting the next child.
Så ventede vi det næste barn.
And I got one more daughter.
Og jeg fik en datter mere.
I was so surprised because it was another shape, another color on the eye. Everything was like different.
Jeg var blev så overrasket, fordi det var en anden form. Øjnene havde en anden farve. Alt var anderledes.
And then when I expected my third child,
og da jeg så ventede mit vores tredje barn,
I was thinking, I wonder if she will be like Michaela or like Linda.
Så tænkte jeg, kan jeg vide, om hun vil være ligesom Michaela eller ligesom Linda.
But when Victoria came,
men da Victoria kom,
she wasn't like Michaela.
Så var hun ikke ligesom Michaela.
She wasn't like Linda.
Og hun var heller ikke ligesom Linda.
It was a new thing again.
En ny skabning.
So every person,
so hver enkel person
is so special,
er så unik,
and God have a special plan,
og Gud har en helt speciel
for each
plan
one of you,
til hver eneste af jer.
And He have planted you here,
og han har plantet dig
He have planted you in your family,
og han har plantet dig I din familie.
But you need some things. We will talk about what you will need.
Men du har water. Behov for noget vand.
And I will read from Isaiah,
og fra Isaiah
chapter 27,
vers, kapitel 27
and verse 2 and 3.
Og vers 2 og 3.
In that day, sing about the fruitful vineyard. I, the Lord, watch over it. I water it continually. I guard it day and night so that no one may harm it.
Der skal I tænke på Israel, altså Isaiah 27 og vers 2 og 3. Der skal I tænke på Israel som en dejlig vinmark. Jeg, Herren, passer på den, vander den hver eneste dag, vogter den dag og nat, så ingen kan skade den.
So the water
så vandet
is the presence of the Lord.
Er Herrens nærvær.
And both in family and church.
Og både som I familien og I kirken.
If the seeds grow, we need His presence.
Hvis såsæden den skal vokse, der har vi behov for Hans nærvær.
And presence will come when we take time together with God.
Og Hans nærvær vil komme, når vi sætter tid af til Gud.
When we are in prayer and we worshiping God,
og vi tilbeder Gud,
His presence will come.
Så kommer Hans nærvær.
I think you know this. You have been on the Excel course, so you know those things.
Så I kender de her ting.
And it's so important to know that the first step is His presence.
Og det er så vigtigt at forstå, at det første skridt,
and when His presence is there,
og når Hans nærvær er
we can release miracle, but that is about faith.
Mirakler, men det har
and that's in another teaching.
Og det er lidt en anden linje.
So we need His to be near God, and we need His presence.
Så det er vigtigt, at vi holder os tæt på Gud og I Hans nærvær.
And the other thing is the sun.
Den anden ting, det er solen.
And in Psalm 147 it says that He sends His word.
Og der står der, at han mærker sit ord.
And melt them.
Once again.
Melt.
Og han smelter dem.
Smeller.
Han sender sit ord og smelter dem.
Smeller. In Sweden, smeller is like bang, bang, bang.
Og i Sverige, der betyder smelle at brage.
Melter in Swedish will be smelter.
At smelte I på svensk det betyder at smelte. Det ligner meget hinanden.
So it's like when God comes.
Når Gud han kommer.
It's like something warm.
Så er det ligesom en varme.
That will melt down.
Som smelter.
And in Sweden where I live in this time,
og I Sverige hvor jeg lever,
I felt when I came to Denmark it was so warm.
Det oplevede jeg da jeg kom til Danmark.
Like 23 degrees when I went.
23 grader when I came hertil.
And home back in Sweden it was quite cold.
Og I Sverige der var det ganske koldt.
So I started to think, what have we done?
Så jeg tænkte på, hvad har vi nu gjort?
To have this call. If God is warm,
hvis Gud han er varme,
we should never have winter.
Så skulle vi aldrig have vinter.
Yeah. And what is this, His warmth?
Og hvad er hans varme?
It's about reading the Bible.
Det er at læse I Bibelen.
It's His word to us.
Det er hans ord til os.
And it says that He sends His word and melts
them. Så han sender sit ord.
So when we read the Bible,
og når vi læser I Bibelen,
when we got teachings,
når vi får undervisning,
preaching,
prædikner,
speaking,
prædikner, taler.
The faith will grow in us.
Så vokser troen I os.
And we need that. As seeds, you need that.
Når vi har behov for,
you need to read your Bible in the family and in church.
Og også I kirken.
You need to hear the word of God when you're talking with each other in the family
and
when you are together in church.
Også når vi er sammen I kirken.
And I have many stories I can tell you, but one story I was thinking about today.
Jeg har mange historier som jeg kan fortælle, men det en specifik historie som
some years ago I went to India.
For nogle år tilbage der rejste jeg til Indien.
I have been in India like 40-50 times.
Jeg har været I Indien 40-50 gange.
We have been working into India many years.
Og vi har arbejdet I Indien I mange år.
And we have like 85 churches there that we try to support and help.
Og vi har 85 kirker der som vi forsøger på at støtte og hjælpe.
And this time I went out to a village.
Og den her gang der tog jeg ud til en landsby.
And they had told me that you will not find any Christians there.
Og de fortalte mig at du kommer ikke til at finde nogen kristne der.
And it was a Hindi area.
Og det var et hindu område.
And when I came there,
og da jeg kom derud,
I found three people.
Der fandt jeg tre mennesker.
A small group of people.
En lille gruppe af mennesker.
Who had a belief in Christ.
Som troede på Kristus.
They didn't have a lot of teaching.
De havde ikke fået meget undervisning.
And in the afternoon it should be a big meeting there.
Og om eftermiddagen der skulle det være et stort møde der.
I should have like an open air meeting.
Jeg skal have sådan et friluftsmøde.
So I was thinking if they just see me and it's just me that preach and teach and pray for people.
Så jeg tænker, hvis de bare ser mig og jeg underviser, jeg beder for folk.
They will think this is something that just white guys from Sweden or US can do.
Så de tænker, det kun noget som hvide mennesker fra Sverige eller fra USA kan gøre. Så jeg tog den her lille gruppe.
And I told them.
Og jeg fortalte dem.
I want to show the people in this village.
At jeg gerne vil vise menneskerne I den her landsby.
That God will bring heaven to earth through you.
Han vil bringe himlen ned på jorden via dig.
That's Jesus' prayer.
Og det Jesus bøn.
Let your kingdom come.
Lad dit rige komme.
Let your will be done.
Lad din vilje ske.
So I told them.
Så jeg fortalte dem.
I told them that I will speak about Jesus.
Og jeg fortalte dem at jeg vil fortælle
om
Jesus.
And that he is a good God.
Og at han en god Gud.
And he will take away the fence of sin between you and him.
Og han tager ligesom det her blokering imellem synd og ham, det vil han fjerne.
And he would like you to serve him.
Og han vil gerne at du tjener ham.
To bring heaven to earth.
For at bringe himlen ned på jorden.
So I say I will do this. I will talk to the people and tell them that they will need hands. God need hands. He need feet.
Jeg vil tale til folkene om at folk Gud har behov for
hænder
og fødder.
He need us.
Han har behov for os.
And I say I will ask people who are sick to come forward.
Og jeg vil sige til folk at hvis de er syge, så må de komme op foran.
And then I will ask you.
Og så vil jeg bede jer.
And it was an old man.
Og det var en gammel mand.
He looks like he was 100 years old.
Han så ud som om han var nærmere 100 år gammel.
And then it was his wife.
Og hans hustru.
And she had been with the in the kitchen all of her life.
Og hun har ligesom været I køkkenet stået for hjemme.
And then it was a young girl.
Og så var der en ung pige.
9 years of age.
Og omkring 9 år gammel.
And I told them.
Og jeg fortalte dem.
And I felt I need to have faith today.
Jeg bliver nødt til at have tro. Jeg tænkte, jeg bliver nødt til at have noget tro I dag.
So I told them when I say now it's the time.
Så da jeg fortalte dem at nu det ved at være tiden.
Then you will go to the people and you will put your hands.
Så vil I gå hen foran og be for dem her.
On their body.
Læg hænderne på deres kroppe.
And you will just say 1, 2, 3.
Og I vil bare sige 1, 2, 3.
And then you will take the hand away.
Og så fjerner I hånden igen.
And God will do miracles.
Og så vil Gud gøre miraklet.
And the meeting should start.
Og mødet startede.
And a guy was playing on an electric guitar.
Og der var en der spillede på en elektrisk guitar.
So people heard.
Så folk de kunne høre at der skete
noget. And people start to come because electric guitars was something new. So
fordi
people come.
Guitar, det var noget nyt for dem.
And after
en
half an hour it was like 300-400 people.
Og efter omkring en halv time tid så var der 300-400 mennesker.
And they were the atmosphere was not so nice.
Og atmosfæren der den var ikke helt på toppen.
So I start to feel.
Så jeg begyndte ligesom at føle.
And I said to God, you really need to do something here.
Jeg sagde, Gud, du bliver bare nødt til at gøre noget her.
Because I could feel the hatred in the air.
Fordi jeg kunne ligesom mærke hadet.
And I started to preach.
Og jeg begyndte at tale.
And I could feel it was a resistance.
Og jeg kunne opleve en voldsom modstand.
And I have been in those situations many times.
Jeg har været i de situationer mange
gange. So I knew that when people will come, because when I would invite them for healings, they will come.
Fordi jeg vidste, at når jeg nu inviterer folk frem for at blive bedt for, så vil de
komme frem. And I knew that when God will do a healing,
og jeg vidste, at Gud han ville gøre helbredelser.
Boom. Then we will have a breakthrough.
Så kommer der gennembrud.
So I did my preaching.
Så jeg prædikede.
And I asked if anybody sick here, you can come forward.
Og jeg spurgte, om der var nogen, der var syge her, for så må de gerne komme frem.
And nobody came.
Og der kom ikke en eneste.
And this was quite unusual.
Det var lidt usædvanligt.
And then one guy came.
Og så kom der en fyr.
And he looked like he was like 200 years.
Og han så ud, som om han var 200 år gammel.
You never know in India when you ask them how old are you.
Men ikke i Indien. Hvor gammel er du, når man spørger dem?
And he walked like this.
Og han gik sådan rigtig gammel.
With a stick.
Med en stav, stok.
And on his back he had a puckle like bigger than a football.
Som var større end en fodbold.
And I just felt that the faith was running out on my shoes.
Og jeg oplevede, at troen den bare forsvandt ud igen min sko, og de var bare væk.
And I started to think, what shall I do?
Og jeg tænkte bare, hvad gør jeg nu?
It's just one guy.
Det er bare én fyr.
If I have 10 there, I would be happy if God healed 3 of them.
Så fint, hvis Gud han helbredte
3
af dem.
It was just one guy.
Men der kun er én fyr.
So I said, oh, can you play a little bit on the guitar?
Kan du spille lidt på gitaren?
And I think I need to pray or do something to build up an atmosphere. And I don't, normally I don't close my eyes when I pray, and I'm in that kind of situations. But I really felt, I can't see this. So I close my eyes, and the man stood in front of me, and I was thinking I need to create some atmosphere. And I was closing my eyes, and I hear, One, two, three. It was the young girl running from to the man, put her hand on his shoulder, said, 1, 2, 3. And I think, no! And when I thought, no! God hit that guy.
Så ramte Gud den her mand.
It was like he have took the man, and he looked like a sea. Before he was like this, but now the power of God just stretched him out. And I was thinking, what has happened? And the football disappeared. And people were standing up, start to scream and dance, and everybody come forward. And I was standing there. And the small girl, 1, 2, 3. She prayed for them, and God did miracles. Why? A short preaching.
En ganske kort prædiken.
And she acting on it.
Og hun reflekterede på det.
And I stood there surprised.
Og jeg stod ligesom der totalt overrasket.
But that's what's happening, and God can use young people.
Men det er det, der sker. Gud, han kan bruge unge mennesker.
And he want to work through you and with you.
Og han ønsker at arbejde igennem jer.
Even if you are young.
Selvom I er unge.
Because when the word of God touches your heart,
Guds ord rører ved dit hjerte, så skaber det tro.
And when you act upon that faith,
og når du reagerer på den tro,
God can do fantastic things.
Så kan Gud gøre fantastiske ting.
The last thing is the sun.
Den sidste del, det er solen.
No, that was the second thing.
The third, del, den the tredje third del.
Is the soil.
Det er jorden.
And you know, in soil, I'm not a farmer.
Jeg er ikke landmand.
My wife, she liked to put flowers and
min
things.
Min hustru, hun vil gerne plante blomster. Og
and when she does that, she tells me to go and buy soil.
Så beder hun mig om at gå ud og købe noget jord.
Because we're living in the city.
Fordi vi bor i byen.
So then I go and I look in different soils.
Så går jeg ud og så ser jeg på forskellige
and she will jord. Say it will be a green bag.
Og det skal være i, hun siger til mig,
and
det skal være i en grøn pose.
This text.
Og det kommer til at stå
and
det her
if you're unsure,
og hvis du er usikker,
you can feel the smell.
Så kan du bare prøve at lugte til det.
It will smell like
så vil det lufte
things ligesom, you do on the toilet.
Ligesom ting, du gør på toilettet.
And she says because it's a lot of things in soils.
Fordi hun siger, der er mange ting i jorden.
It's different minerals.
Der er forskellige mineraler.
And nitrates and
og nitrater og andre ting.
Different things that are together.
Forskellige ting der er
mixed
blandet
up
blandet
in the soil.
Jorden.
And the soil is and I will read from Ephesians 3.
Jeg læser fra Efeserne.
Because the soil is about togetherness.
Fordi at jorden det er ligesom et samlepunkt.
And it was so good to hear that you have been together for a year.
Og det er så godt at høre, at I har været sammen her i næsten et år.
Talking, sharing life, asking questions, teaching each other.
Lære, undervise hinanden.
Exactly what Jesus did with his disciples.
Præcis det som Jesus han gjorde med sine disciple.
And that togetherness, those relationships, God wants them to grow.
Det ønsker Gud at det skal vokse.
Because we need that togetherness. We need it in the family.
Vi har behov for det her.
We need it in the church. In the
both
garden, we need the togetherness.
I begge have vi behov for det her fællesskab.
We need to be a family of God.
Vi er nødt til at være en familie,
where we're helping each other.
Hvor vi hjælper hinanden.
You know, Jesus, he didn't send his disciples alone.
Men Jesus han sendte ikke sine disciple ud alene.
Jesus, Paul, Peter. You will see they were working in teams.
Og når Jesus sendte dem ud, så arbejdede de sammen i teams.
Even when Jesus sent them to pick up the donkey.
Selv da Jesus han sendte dem ud for at hente æslet.
They didn't do it by themselves.
Så var det ikke en der gjorde det selv.
So who am I?
Så hvem er jeg?
If I think I can do things by myself.
Hvis jeg tror at jeg kan gøre det selv.
So togetherness is important.
Så fællesskab er vigtigt.
Teamwork is important.
Samarbejde, teamwork er vigtigt.
For the seed to grow and flourish.
Kan vokse og blomstre.
And you are planted in the right family.
Og I er plantet i den rigtige familie.
And you are planted in a church.
Og I er plantet i en
and
kirke.
In a village with other Christians.
Og i en by med andre kristne.
And we need each others.
Og vi har behov for hinanden.
If you let those three things be in your life.
Hvis du lader de her tre ting være i dit liv.
That's a responsibility for you.
Det er dit ansvar.
No one else will read the Bible for you.
Der er ikke andre der vil læse Bibelen for dig.
No one else will pray.
Ingen andre vil be
for you.
For dig.
People can be in prayer and pray for you, but nobody can build a relation.
Men
der
er ikke,
with
kan
God.
Ikke opbygge din relation med
just
Gud.
You can do that.
Det er kun dig der kan gøre det.
And that is something that we have a responsibility to do every day.
Og det er noget som vi har ansvaret for at gøre hver
if
eneste
we want
dag.
To see the seed grow.
Hvis vi vil se sæden vokse.
It's a responsibility for every family.
Det er et ansvar for enhver familie.
To have this in the homes.
At have det her i deres hjem.
To create an atmosphere.
At skabe en atmosfære.
Togetherness.
Om fællesskab.
Prayer and worship.
Bøn og tilbedelse.
And reading and living out of the word.
Og at læse og leve ordet ud.
And it's a responsibility for church.
Og det er også et ansvar for kirken.
So this is something that we need to do, all of us together, to create this.
Så det er noget, at vi alle skal gøre for at skabe det her fællesskab.
And when we do that,
og når vi gør det,
the seed will grow.
Så vil sæden vokse.
And I will end up just tell you that you are not too young.
Og jeg vil lige afslutte med at sige, at
you
du
heard
er ikke
the story
for ung.
Of the young girl.
Du har hørt den her historie om den her unge
in
pige
India.
I Indien.
2-3 weeks ago.
2-3 uger siden.
Or maybe it's a month ago.
Måske er det en måned siden.
We were out an evening and was praying for people in
så
the city.
Så vi ude en aften og bad for mennesker.
And a Muslim guy got saved.
Og der var en muslimsk fyr.
He got healed. And he got saved.
Og han blev frelst.
And next weekend we took the young people and we went to the village nearby.
Og i ugen efter der tog vi unge mennesker så kørte vi til en landsby lidt uden for byen.
Name of Sala in Sweden.
By der hedder Sala i Sverige.
And we were team leaders, and I should have this young guy in my team.
Jeg var teamleder, og vi skulle have den her unge fyr med.
So I was thinking he has just been saved 1 week.
Jeg tænkte, han har lige været frelst en uge.
He was in the age of 18.
Han var cirka 18 år gammel.
Been a Muslim for his whole life,
muslim,
and now he's been saved for 1 week.
Og nu har han været frelst i
so I was thinking it's
tænkte,
good for him to be with me.
Det er rigtig godt at han er sammen med mig.
Because I'm very old.
Fordi jeg er meget gammel.
And I'm experienced.
Og jeg er erfaren.
And I can do this.
Og jeg kan ligesom jeg har styr på det her.
So we went out on the streets.
Så vi gik ud på gaderne.
And I start to look. And out of my experience, I knew that it will not be good for this God if he will run and start to talk with some older Muslim people. That
will
not,
that will not work. Det ville ikke være fint eller godt, hvis den her unge fyr han løb hen og begyndte at snakke med nogle muslimer, der var noget ældre.
So I was thinking about my experience and how to.
Så jeg tænkte ligesom på min erfaring og tænkte, hvordan skal vi nu snakke med mennesker her?
And when I'm thinking about that.
Og mens jeg tænker på det.
I hear some the young boys screaming.
Så tænkte jeg, så eller hørte jeg den her unge fyr.
And I see some guys in the age of 30 year Muslims.
Så jeg en muslim i 30'erne.
And he is screaming, "Hi, I'm the healer. I'm the healer."
Jeg er helbrederen.
And I was thinking,
no.
He does everything wrong here.
This
will not be good.
Det her det kommer ikke til at fungere.
And then he said, "Do you have any problem? Are you sick?"
Har du nogen problemer?
And one of the guy, he opened up his arm and he is blue. He has got a hit. So he has a mark and it's totally blue. And I'm thinking, I need to rescue this young guy now. Before they were, what do you want to say to us?
Hvad du ligesom sige til os? Det var deres reaktion.
Like, who are you?
Hvem er du?
And I thought I need to help him.
Jeg er ligesom nødt til at hjælpe ham og redde ham nu.
And I thought, oh, I need to teach him. He can't say that he is the healer.
Jeg bliver nødt til at undervise ham, at han ikke skal sige, at jeg er helbrederen, at det er Jesus, der er helbrederen.
And before I could do anything,
og før jeg nåede at gøre noget som helst,
he just put his hand there.
Så lagde han bare hånden på.
And God came.
Og Gud han kom.
And I was shocked again.
Og jeg blev chokeret igen.
And those three guys, they were shocked.
Og de der tre fyre, de var også
chokeret. And more people came to want to see.
Til, som de ville se det her.
And the newborn guy, he was happy.
Ham der, der var nyfrelst, han var glad.
And again, God teach me.
Og igen så underviste Gud mig.
It doesn't matter.
Det har ingen betydning.
If you are young,
om du er ung,
or you are old,
eller du er gammel.
If you have a lot of maturity,
hvis du har moden,
or you are just a newborn Christian,
eller du er en nyfødt kristen.
God loves.
Gud han elsker.
When we acting on our faith.
Når vi handler på vores tro.
And he love when we do the small things.
Når vi gør de små ting.
That we can do.
Som vi kan gøre.
Because when we do the small things.
For når vi gør de små ting.
He will do the big things.
Så gør han de store ting.
So God bless you.
Så Gud velsigne jer.
You are now educated Christians.
Nu er I uddannede kristne.
Now you can read your Bible and see
Bibelen,
what Jesus said to his disciples.
Hvad Jesus han sagde til sine disciple.
And you can do. And I will end up reading Matthew 6 and 33.
Matthew 6, verse 3.
In this chapter, Jesus is giving us a priority list.
Og på i det her kapitel der giver Jesus os en prioritetsliste.
And all of us has a priority list.
Og vi har alle sammen en liste, en prioriteringsliste.
And you have a priority list.
Og I har også en prioritetsliste.
When I was in your age, probably I had a moped or something on the top of my list.
Den gang at jeg var jeres alder, der var det nok en knallert, der ligesom stod øverst på min liste.
I was not as good as you.
Jeg var ikke lige så god som I er.
Not so spiritual as you.
Jeg var ikke så åndelig som I er.
I was a bad guy.
Jeg var en slem fyr.
But in the end, God rescued me.
Men til sidst så reddede Gud mig.
But Jesus is talking about that. We can have different kind of priority lists.
Men Gud han taler om det. Vi kan have forskellige ting på vores prioritets.
And Jesus said, "Don't skip the list." He says.
Og Jesus han siger, I skal ikke bare slette den liste.
And then he said in chapter 6 and verse 33.
Så siger han i Matthæus 6 og vers 33.
Seek first the kingdom.
Men søg først Guds rige.
And his righteousness.
Og gør hans vilje.
And all these other things.
Så får I alt det andet.
Will be giving to you
I
as
tilgift.
Well. So he said, my priority list for you.
Han siger min prioritetsliste for jer.
Kingdom.
Det er hans rige.
And his kingdom is when we're doing his will.
Og hans rige, hans kongerige, det er når vi gør hans vilje.
When his will be done.
Når hans vilje sker.
The kingdom is there.
Så er kongeriget der.
So your priority list should be the kingdom.
Så din prioritetsliste på toppen af din prioritetsliste skal være Guds rige.
Point two, the kingdom.
Så er riget Guds
rige.
Point
three,
punkt tre,
the kingdom.
Guds rige.
Do you understand what I want to say?
Forstår I hvad jeg siger?
Put the kingdom first.
Sæt Guds rige først.
And you will have a fantastic life.
Og så får I et fantastisk liv.
And if I will come back,
hvis jeg kommer
I will see
hertil,
the growth in all of your life.
Så vil jeg se den vækst i alle jeres liv.
Because God wanted to flourish.
For Gud han ønsker at det skal blomstre.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne jer.